Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed, so I call your name, your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit, so give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Lori Sheridan, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. But first, I have a couple of quick announcements. On June 20th at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, we are drawing our Summer Solstice Raffle of 2024. You can win as many as 5 medium readings. And the participating Forever Family Certified Mediums are Lee Ashley, Maurice Israel, Rebecca LaCicero, Eliza Ray, and Kathy Nadell. Then on October 18th, to the 20th, we have our Fall Grief Transformation Retreat. This event will take place in the San Jose area of California. As featured on the Netflix series Surviving Death, this is a very special all-inclusive weekend of like-minded people and experienced facilitators all coming together to share, learn, explore, and discover. This retreat features an all-star cast of extraordinary mediums and will feature a combination of small breakout sessions and general presentations, all designed to open the minds to the reality that there is life beyond physical death. This retreat will be limited to a maximum of 54 attendees, and smaller breakout sessions will further enhance the overall experience. And if you want to meet me in person, I will be at that one. So no incentive there, but just in case you want to, I will be one of those certified mediums. And then last but not least, I'm sure you all listening know about this, but we are actually featured in episode 4 of the Netflix documentary Surviving Death that was mentioned in just a moment ago. It's a really good episode. The series is really good. It goes over the evidence for reincarnation, children who remember past lives. There's episodes about mediums. There's episodes, really great episodes about near-death experiences. So if you haven't checked it out yet, it's been out for about 2 or 3 years. But if you haven't checked it out, please go over to Netflix if you have a subscription, or if you want to steal a friend's, have a little movie night and watch Surviving Death on Netflix. And for more information about us, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so we are going to get to our show. Let me introduce our guest. Our guest tonight is Lori Sheridan. She's a professional psychic medium and spiritual teacher who is dedicated to helping others make healing connections through mediumship. She strives to deliver evidential messages of love and comfort with integrity, clarity, and compassion. Lori is an ordained spiritual minister, certified medium, and a contributing author to the newly released book, Signs and Synchronicities, True Stories That Inspire and Empower. She is passionate about mediumship and enjoys sharing uplifting messages which validate that love and life are eternal. Continual self-improvement and training enable her to develop into a credible evidential medium. And without further ado, welcome to the show, Lori.
Hi, Joe. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, of course. Thanks so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. So we have a few minutes to chat here before we get to our very busy phone lines. And since this is your first time on the show, and I believe you are the newest certified medium, how'd you get started?
Well, it's been a long journey, I guess. But no, I mean, I think as a young person, I definitely had experiences connecting with spirit, but I don't think I always knew what they were or what was going on. But really, it became a calling within my soul. I heard a voice that said, it's time. You're supposed to be helping people doing this work.
Right.
And through just kind of synchronistic events, you know, I felt guided to my first teacher who helped me better understand the messages I was receiving.
Right.
And then through classes and study, eventually started doing this work professionally. Yeah.
Very nice. So did you grow up in a family that was what I would say is like, was witchy? Or are you the only sort of the only one who embraced it? Or, you know, is it run in the family?
You know, it's interesting. I'm pretty fortunate because my parents are actually pretty supportive, or should I say maybe open-minded, like, she's doing what?
Right.
But no, my mother was always very supportive. And then my grandmother also had experiences, and once in a while she would talk to us. So I do think it runs in the family.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. It's easier when your family's sort of on board, right?
And well, knows, they're not all on like. Board, but we'll say most of them, you know?
All right, most of them. I'll take it. I can relate. My family's extremely into all this stuff. So I was the only one who was actually kind of skeptical, believe it or not.
Wow.
Everyone else was on board, and meanwhile, I'm the one who does it for a living, but that's a whole other, you know, life can be ironic like that.
Right.
That's pretty cool. So you're in Boston, you said, right? That's where you're based out of?
I am, yep, just south of Boston.
Are you a original native to Boston?
No, I'm not, even though I think I've adopted the accent over
time. Yeah, I hear
time.
It a little.
Yeah, I actually was born in California, grew up in Oregon, Arizona.
Very nice. Spiritual places, California, Arizona.
Yeah, I've gotten to live in some pretty places, and then actually came out here to go to school to Boston. So just loved it, and I stayed. I love the beauty of the city, so it's home.
Yeah, yeah. Boston's great. A little cold. But,
it is a little cold. I'm in agreement with you on that.
Yeah, but great, especially for someone who grew up in California and Oregon. I'm sure you're, you know, that was an adjustment. So if you don't mind me asking, how old were you when you really sort of embraced or figured out that you were a medium? Did it happen, you know, kind of when you were like a teenager, or?
You know, I would say I definitely don't even think I knew what a medium was as a teenager.
Okay.
You know, and you know, I would just have you know, dreams, premonitions, experiences, you know, knowings.
Mm-hmm.
As a young adult, but it really was probably in my mid-20s. But even then, it's so funny, because even though you feel the calling and you're exploring it, you know, you're always still questioning it. And I think that's an important thing for people, is, you know, to kind of question it, to find their path, to find their truth. And then you're like, okay, this is real. This is really happening.
Right, right. This is not mental illness. Got it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I had that. Well, I actually, you know, it's so funny you brought this up. You're already kind of in tune with my energy, at least for sure. I was thinking about this today. I was thinking about another medium that I know, and I was listening to her story, because she was just on a podcast, a friend's podcast, and you know, she was talking about how she had children first and everything, and had a family, and
yeah,
then, you know, kind of the mediumship came in. And you know, I'm only 34. Like, I've been doing this professionally for 10 years, so I, you know, I'm single, so I didn't do any of that. And I didn't really question until a little later on. And I was thinking today about how important and it is to sort of question it and really see what living life without the connection versus living life with the connection is. It kind of makes you a better medium. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, definitely the diversity of experiences and living, because you appreciate it, you know?
Yeah.
And so just how life can be, the ups and downs.
Right.
Yeah.
It's nice to see how muggles live for a little first.
Yep,
and then,
yep,
and then
yep.
You're like, oh, actually, you know what? The contrast helps to, you know, because I, you know, I'll be honest, like, I kind of always was super psychic and had, you know, things happening with people who passed even as a kid. And I think I took it for granted. And then once I really started to question it and like step away from it for a little, and this was actually like while I was working as a medium, I was like, wait a second, have I been crazy this whole time? And obviously,
it.
I am not, thank goodness. So, you know,
yeah.
we're all forever family help with that. I was like, well, how would I pass the test if I was? Come on. And congratulations for passing, by the way. I know you got certified recently, super recently, right?
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's not, for those listening, it's not an easy test to pass. I don't want to discourage any other mediums who might be listening who want to take the test, but I think like most people fail. it's nothing against them, you know. Sure, everyone's great, but we hold everyone to a very high standard. So it means a lot that you pass. So everyone listening, know that we're about to hear some real good. No pressure.
Joe will be helping out if there is.
No. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Just another question, because I believe you you know Laura, right? Laura Wooster?
Yeah, she's lovely. She's
so sweet. So is that how you found out about Forever Family?
Yes, yes. You know, if it wasn't for Laura saying, you can do it, you should try, because I was like, you know, I don't know. I mean, obviously, I support the mission wholeheartedly of helping others and, you know, proving that continuity of life, but helping others heal. But if it wasn't for her saying, you can do it, you should try, you know, I don't know if I would be here. So I'm very grateful for that.
She's so sweet. I really like her a lot. We haven't met in person yet. So for those listening, Laura Wooster is, I believe, was certified right before you. Pretty sure. And then it was you right after. And she's just like, I might have had her on the show once. I don't remember, but she is just like the sweetest person that I've ever met. Like, what a kind, nice soul.
Everybody loves Laura. Yeah. She's so sweet. If she knew we were saying all these good things.
She'd probably turn red, right?
She would.
like we'd embarrass her. No, I'm actually very excited because I'm doing the grief retreat in July, and I might be making this up. I'm doing one in July, and then I'm doing the one in California that I just announced, and I know Laura's at one of them. I'm pretty sure.
Nice.
I'm excited to see everyone going. If you're listening, I can't wait to meet you. But I'm very excited to meet Laura because I was on her radio show a few months ago, actually last year at this point. God, this year's going so fast. She's just like, I can't say enough nice things about this woman. She's so sweet.
I love her.
My God, she's like the most gentle, kindest energy ever. She's just like such a doll. But honestly, you have very similar energy. I can't lie to you. I was when you agreed to come on the show, I was very excited because I was like, well, a friend of Laura's can't be just like, got to be a great person. Because
I can't be chopped liver over here.
I got to throw you a bone too.
I'm going to message her after and say, Joe's looking forward to meeting you.
Oh, good. Yeah, please tell her. Okay, so before we get to the phone line, Lori, are you teaching any classes? Do you have any appearances? Any books coming out? Anything you want to tell everyone about?
Well, I'm doing a demonstration with Laura on Laura Wooster and Rita Berkowitz, who's a fabulous spirit artist, this Saturday, actually, at Circles of Wisdom in Massachusetts.
Great. So if you're in the Massachusetts area, can everyone find those tickets on your website?
They can. And then I also have a mentorship program for beginner and intermediate students who want to grow in their connection with spirit. And that's starting in April. So
is that in person or online?
That's online. It's online. So it meets once a month for 9 months.
Oh, awesome. So, and it would be your website, LoriSheridanMedium.com, right?
That's right. Thank you.
Perfect. So everyone go there, check out Lori's website, book a reading, book a class. and do you have social media too?
I do. I think it's just Lori Sheridan Medium.
God, I keep it simple too. It's just my name as well. All right, good. So everyone go follow Lori. We'll mention that again at the end. All right, cool. Well, thanks for telling us a little bit about your journey. I'm very always interested to hear how mediums got started. You know, I'm glad you found us at Forever Family. We're happy to have you.
Me too. Thanks, Joe.
Awesome. Of course. Okay, so let's get to our phone lines. So I should mention, as always, we are commercial free, so no one worry about that. We have plenty of time to take your calls. And if we take your call on air, I'll call out to you by your first name, and you can let us know if you would like to have a connection with spirit. And Lori will do a mini reading for you. Or if you have a question for us instead, we are always happy to take your questions. Okay, so you ready, Lori?
I'm ready, dear.
Okay, awesome. First up, we have Charles from New York. Hi, Charles. Charles, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hi, yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes. How are you?
Okay. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm so grateful to be in your presence, Lori and Joe, tonight. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thanks for calling. Charles, did you have a question for us, or did you want to make a connection with spirit?
A connection with spirit, please.
Okay, great. I'll turn you over to Lori.
Connection with spirit. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, Charles. It's nice to talk with you tonight. Thanks for joining us.
Right. Likewise. I'm very grateful. I don't know how the universe rolls the dice, but I'm so glad that I got through.
Oh, you're very sweet. As I'm connecting in with your energy, I do actually get a female that I'm sensing around you, Charles. And as I'm feeling her, I know that she was sick before she passed. There was definitely a decline with her. And to me, it feels like there should be a very close relationship with her. I actually feel like you would have been right by her side, either right around that time of passing or right before she transitioned. You understand this at all, Charles?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
I think so.
Okay, thank you. I wasn't sure if this was going to be mother for you or a partner, but it definitely felt like a loving connection to me. And do you understand mom in the spirit world, Charles?
Yes, correct.
Thank you.
I'm not sure, Lori.
Yep.
I'm not sure if we're speaking of mother-in-law or mother.
It can be mother-in-law. Charles, sorry, I apologize. It can be mother-in-law. I just know she's very motherly, and she actually kind of felt off to the side to me. So if it's mother-in-law, I'm fine with that, okay? So I'm just going to keep going. But as I felt her, she's coming in with a lot of love, so I felt like you were close to her, okay? And I definitely did get a decline with her before passing. You understand that as well?
Yes.
Thank you. And would you have had the chance to either see her right before she passed or be by her side as she was getting ready to transition?
I was with her at the moment of transition.
Thank you. Yeah, I get her. I got you right there. It just felt like your presence was right there. And so I do just want to acknowledge that she knew you were there. There's just an awareness of your presence there as well. And I really do get a lot of warmth from her. So I know that she loves you. She loves you very much. I actually feel like she could be there could be a little bit of a sparkle with her personality. I actually feel like she could be funny though too. So when she was healthy, there should have been a nice quickness or quick-wittedness or quickness with the mind is the way that I feel her. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then talk to me for one more second. Do you know if she would have a daughter? Does she have a daughter?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Because I just feel like she's acknowledging her daughter as well. And I also, not to be cheesy, you're not the daughter, but I feel like, you know, this just felt like there's a close relationship there. I felt like she may even have the ring of her mother is the way that I was sensing her. Thank you. I just really get her wanting to acknowledge, it just felt like, to me, it is either, it's a peaceful passing, it's what's being acknowledged at the end, but it did feel like it's a quick transition or a quick turn for her at the very end. So that's the other piece I keep getting is the quickness there. So I do just want to acknowledge that.
I think that's accurate.
But I also feel too, like, I felt like she could be a lot of fun. Like, we shared a lot of laughs. You know, do you understand that with her personality?
Yeah.
You're like, no, not so much. But she comes through trying to make us smile, okay? So I do still feel like there could be an openness there. But I felt like she is thanking you because I felt like you were supportive of her. And do you understand, though, too?
Yeah.
Could she be a little bit tough at times, too? I don't know if it's critical, if she could be a little bit tough sometimes with people.
Yes.
Okay. I don't want to do a huge apology, but I almost feel like, I don't know if she's very particular at times, you know, or she likes things one way or a certain way, and that happens to be her way, you know, but there's definitely,
I understand.
Thank you. But she's just almost really, it just feels like, thank you for the love. Thank you for being there. I do feel like at times she could be challenging, but she's coming through with warmth, openness, and actually much gratitude and appreciation for your presence and all that you did, okay?
That's really special to know. Thank you.
Thank you, Charles. It was really nice to speak with you tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Charles. Have a good night.
Bye, Joe. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, very good. Very good. Loving it. On a roll, my friend.
Okay, thanks, Joe.
Okay, next up we have Mary from Georgia. Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Okay.
How's it going, Mary? I'm
doing okay. Good. How is it going for you?
Good, thank you.
So, Mary, did you want to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
A connection with Spirit, if I could,
okay.
Please.
Great.
Hi, Mary. I actually get a man coming in around you today, Mary. Okay. And as I'm feeling him, it does feel like it should be a closer relationship to you as well. It could be father, but it definitely felt like a closer connection. I do actually feel like this transition should have been a quicker passing. It almost feels a little bit quick at the end, perhaps even a little bit unexpected. Do you understand this at all?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Would you understand that as dad?
I can, but can I tell you something, or is it going to ruin it if I tell you? My
you can't
brother
tell me too much.
Today.
I'm sorry,
okay,
what?
My brother
that's fine.
Wait. Okay.
Let's forgive me. I don't mean to cut you off.
Let's keep going. Okay.
It just felt like it was a quicker passing, and it felt like it was a little bit unexpected. Do you understand that, Mary?
Yes.
Okay. And would you understand, like, it's so fast, it's almost like we don't get to say goodbye to him, or there's people that didn't get to say goodbye? All right.
Definitely. Yes.
Yeah, thank you. And he's actually, I do actually feel like he's a sweetheart, okay?
Okay.
There's an easiness with him. I was questioning if he had struggled a little bit before he passed, or there was a little bit of up and down energy with him at times.
Definitely, yes.
Thank you. It just feels like there's an acknowledgement that, I don't want to say life wasn't always easy or he wasn't always easy. Thank you. I felt like there could be challenges around him at times. So I know he's and he is funny, but I do feel like he's also, I feel like he's acknowledging with love. He could be a pain in the bum at times too, okay?
So oh, yeah,
maybe that's,
definitely.
Thank you. It's with love. So, you know, I don't know if it's a little bit of freshness, but I feel like we did worry about him. I actually feel like you would try to check in with him, but I don't know. It's almost like he either doesn't always talk about it, or he's not always available, or he doesn't always let people in.
Right.
Thank you. I want to make sure that you know, I know he loves you. I know he loves the family. There's a little bit of an apology here, okay? And it's not because he's a bad guy. It just feels like this is just the acknowledgement that he had been struggling a little bit before he passed. And I almost feel like at times he pushed people away.
Oh, goodness, yes.
And so that's where it's almost like you didn't, I want you to hear you didn't do anything. It's, you know, it wasn't your fault. I just really get a sense that, thank you. I just really get a sense he wasn't always in a good place. And then I just feel like he didn't want people to see it or something. Okay.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Thank you. So, God, but you know, I actually feel like when he's healthier and when he's in those bright spots, just a beautiful smile. I've never had anyone say they're not good looking, but I do feel like he was good looking. Okay. There was just a sense of him, but I just feel like he struggled. It's the emotional piece. So take the apology there. He's not struggling on the other side anymore. He could be a jokester. He could be playful. But the big thing is, I just feel like he may have said some hurtful stuff to at some point. Understand that? Yeah, he's just saying he's saying that he said some hurtful things. And I really
want
you to hear that because I know that anything that you did, you were trying to help him. That's what he's acknowledging. Okay.
Right.
And he's owning it is what I'm trying to say to you today. Okay, my dear. Yeah, he's not angry, and I just really, so just please take that apology. I know he loves you, and I really do get a sense that the struggle for him was actually more here on earth than it was, obviously, than it is on the other side. There's definitely a sense of peace and healing, and I almost want to apologize to other family members as well. Is your mom on the other side too? Is mom here as well?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Because he's saying he's with mom. He's acknowledging mom's presence also. Yeah. And I feel like she must have worried about him too at times. It just feels like everybody did. And so they're together. There's been a ton of healing. I think your name's Mary. Yeah, there should be either another Mary or Mary Margaret type of name in the family too. Remember I said it. Yeah, thank you. But they're all together. And I just know she worried about him. She must have prayed for everybody, your mom. And so there's just a sense of, okay, we're all right, you know. So please take all the love there. And, you know, you have a really big heart. Your mom is super proud of you. I need you to hear that. And you're always thinking of others. And you're missing a lot of people, too. I have to get ready to move on. But there's just the acknowledgement of you missing everybody too. And I just need you to know so much love is being sent to you from the other side, from your mom. Okay. I just see flowers, roses surrounding you as well, okay?
Thank you, That's what I needed to hear. Thank you.
You can do it. They're sending you strength. You're not alone. You're very loved. All that you've given comes back to you from the other side. God bless.
Thanks for calling, Mary. Have a good night.
All right, thank you so much. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, next up we have Andrea from Seattle. Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good.
Excited to get on and looking forward to meeting you in California.
Oh, you'll be there. All right. Awesome. I'll try not to listen. Or don't tell me. Actually, don't when you meet me, don't tell me that it was you until after I meet you. okay, so you want a reading tonight, right?
Yes, please.
Okay, you got it.
How did you know that, Joe? How did you know she wanted a reading?
I'm that good.
Very cute. Hi, Andrea. Just let me hear your voice a little bit more, please. Yeah.
Hi, good to talk to you.
Good, good, good. So we might have a couple people that come in around you, Andrea, but I will say I was going to start with a man, but I do feel a female actually coming in around you, okay? I'm sensing her, it does definitely feel like a family connection for me as well. She actually comes through very motherly. But I almost felt like she was a lot of fun. There's a little bit of a hot ticket type of energy with her. So I just felt like she likes to be out and about when she's healthy is the way that I'm sensing her. And there's a vibrancy, a spunkiness a little bit, okay? I do feel like you were close to her. Are you understanding this at all as like a mother figure?
Not a mother, no.
Yeah, I'm questioning if it's like an aunt or possibly a grandmother or something like this. Excuse me.
Okay.
Yeah, can you think about possibly like the aunt or grandmother? But I just kept feeling like, to me, I actually feel like she had a ton of vibrancy. So that was the thing. I felt like, you know, I don't have to make a like dress to the nines, but I do feel like she liked to either go shopping. I felt like she liked to look nice, that type of energy with her. Okay. For the most part, trying to be pulled together is the way that I was sensing her. All right. Are you understanding that at all? Can you place that at all?
Yeah, could be a grandmother.
Thank you. I appreciate
it on
that
one.
Yeah, you don't know which one. That's fine. I just still comes through with a ton of love is the way that I feel her as well. I actually do think she could cook, though, too. She just put herself in the kitchen, so there's baking and stuff like that that comes in around her as well. So you'd have to have memories of her either cooking, baking, that type of vibe. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I just felt like that's something that she should be known for. That's the way that I was sensing it. And I actually felt like some of the stuff she made from scratch is the way I'm seeing it, okay? But quite lovely. I did feel like you would have definitely spent time with her when she's younger, but I just felt like she always, because she's very generous is the way that I was feeling her, so I don't know if she would have put like little candy out or cookies. It just feels like she's trying to have sweets to put stuff out for you too. You understand that at all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
So I just know that she's coming in. She's coming in around you is the way that I'm sensing her. And then do you understand, too, I did get a little bit of a decline with her before she passed also is the way I'm sensing her. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I wasn't sure if you were actually there when she passed. I'm not sure that you were. So I just felt like there definitely was a decline, that it was a bit of a struggle is what she was letting me feel. But I just keep seeing, it's like I still felt like the pocketbooks and all the little things with her. I'd love it if either your mm-hmm. mom or somebody had something like this, okay? And can you remember I said that and checked that for mm-hmm. me?
Yes.
Are you there? Yep.
Oh, I'm yes. Sorry. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yep. Sorry. I couldn't hear you for a second. I apologize.
Oh,
yeah. I just, to me, she's just very loving. I felt like I wanted to put the candy out, the candy dish or little things like this. There might be a couple of either mm-hmm. dishes or, doesn't have to be china, but like little figurines or plates that someone would still have in the family. Do you understand this at all?
Yes.
Thank you. And she's just beaming with pride for you, beaming with pride for you is the way that I'm sensing it. Do you understand somebody else having a connection with either nursing or healthcare in the family? Do you understand that?
Yes.
Who is that? Who's that person?
My grandmother.
Oh, good. Yes. Thank you. No, she's all, I'm just laughing. I'm like, who is this? No, she just brings up the nursing thing. I like it. I like it because, you know, my grandmother was a nurse too. But yeah, I just get this sense of she's loving. She's not a pushover, but she always took care of everybody too. There's definitely a sense of pride that comes in around there. I know, I felt like she may have missed some of your milestones, some of your achievements. Like she may not have been able to be there in the physical, you know, in the I don't want to say in the world, but in the physical world. But I almost feel like she's like, you must have, I know this sounds silly, but it's almost like she wants to cut out like a newspaper clipping of you, you know, like, oh, look at she's done this and that kind of thing. So I definitely get a sense of her just beaming with pride. But it was just that it felt like she had missed some of your milestones. And I don't know if there's anything around education that she wouldn't have been able to be present for or something like that. Okay.
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
All right. Well, will you take all of her love? And she just wants to give you, it's just like, you can do it. She's really just boosting you up there. Okay. Take the embrace. God bless.
Thank you.
Thanks Andrea. So much. See you in October.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye. Okay. Awesome. All right. So next up, we have Hannah from Florida. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys? You have no idea how special this is. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's so nice of you to say. Thank you so much. Well, we're happy you got through. So did you want to make a connection with Spirit tonight, or did you have a question for us?
A connection, please.
Okay, sure thing.
Hi, Piano. Nice to meet you, but nice to talk to you tonight.
So nice to meet you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're sweet. Piano, I just keep getting a mail around you, but I felt like he passed more suddenly. It felt like a quicker passing is the way that I'm sensing it. A little bit more unexpected. You understand this? Yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you. And it does feel a little bit unexpected, and I actually feel like it feels just a little bit tragic to me as well. Would that be okay to say?
Yeah.
thank you. As I'm sensing him, he's coming in, and I don't have him as super old either, so I'm giving you that as well, all right? But as I'm sensing him, I just feel like he's trying to give you a big hug tonight. I know I felt like you did not get to say goodbye to him. He's coming through very casual, is the way I'm seeing him, t-shirt, maybe shorts or jeans or something like this. You understand? Yeah. And I just felt like, I really felt like you guys were super close. So there is like I don't want to make this, you know, but there's a love connection. There's a heart connection that comes through really strongly with him as well. You understand that? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Would you have any of his t-shirts or anything like this?
Yeah, I have his sweatshirt.
Okay, cool. And not to be cheesy, but it's almost like, you know, you try to sniff. He either smelled good back in the day, or you're smelling the sweatshirt or the t-shirt or something, you know?
He smoked cigarettes, and he was my uncle. And when I was pregnant, I really craved the cigarette, and I wore his sweatshirt because it smelled like him.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh, I love that. I love that. I love that. Oh, that's nice. Yeah, it was interesting because I was like, this isn't Dad, but he's off to the side. And I just know that he loves you so much, you know? yeah, he's funny. He's got a wicked sense of humor. Do you, I don't know if you have a boy or if he has a boy. Just feel like his ass was fun to make sure I get acknowledged as well.
My daughter.
I'm sorry, did you say he has a daughter?
I do. He does. He has a daughter as well, but
okay.
No boy.
For whatever reason, I'm sorry, I still feel like there's another male that he's trying to acknowledge, so I don't know if you have a brother.
Probably my husband or my husband's dad is his brother.
I think it would be probably your husband, because he must have really got along with him pretty nicely and thought of him like a son,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he's right here.
Okay, so he's doing a shout out to him. Thank you. but yeah, he's kind of, I don't want to say he's quirky, but he's funny. So just a beautiful sense of humor that comes through, really down to earth. But he'd give you the shirt off of his back, and I'm laughing because obviously you have it. And then I don't know if he ever had a tattoo, or if somebody got a tattoo in his memory, or there's something with a tattoo.
My husband wants to get his tattoo.
Okay, well, you know I can't tell you to do that, but I do feel like there's an awareness from the spirit world, and I think he likes the idea, but you should always do what you feel is right. And then, did he ever like to have a beer or have a drink?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he did. So nothing crazy here, but it just feels like a little shout out to you, or a little toast, or I don't know, maybe we still do a toast.
I'm having a glass of wine right now, and he drank wine.
Oh, that's nice. That is nice. Well, wine would be my choice as well, my dear. but yeah, it just feels like a little toast, or we're just hanging out. So there's definitely just an acknowledgement of this, okay? But I just know he had a big heart. I do feel like if he could help you, he would. I don't know if he was ever handy or just little odd projects for things like this. Do you understand that at all?
Yeah.
Okay, because it's almost like he's trying to fix things up or help you with things, okay? And I almost feel like he's trying to tell your husband, get going, okay? But it's meant with love. It's met with love, okay? And he's just being a little funny there, a little jokester here. But his presence is definitely around you, loves you so very much. I feel like I want to give you the big hug. I don't know if he used to make funny faces. Sometimes, you know, as part of his little jokes, or if somebody had facial hair or didn't have facial hair or something at some point. Do you understand facial hair at all?
My husband has a big beard.
It's your husband. Yeah, thank you. He's messing with your husband. Thank you.
That's
interesting.
Right.
Interesting. I don't know if he's telling him to shave it or what he's doing.
I know this is so short, and I'm so sorry, but can you tell if he's with my daughter?
Oh, you're sweet. Yeah, I know he's acknowledging that there was a child, another child. So I will tell you that. I just didn't, I wasn't sure if he was talking about a child living or a child to come. And
Well, this is the first anniversary with our child living to the day of our daughter passing.
Okay. I'm sorry. And I just wasn't understanding it. So I do apologize. But I know he was bringing up a child, but okay. I didn't. I didn't get it 100%, so I do apologize for that. But I know he was talking about a child, okay? And forgive me, it was in the spirit world, but I just wasn't sure if there was another child to come, and I didn't want to make a prediction. But I know he would be with the child, okay, sweetheart?
Do you guys mind if I jump in real quick?
Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead, Joe, please. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm hearing something. Panna, do you know if there's like a Taylor or Tyler or like Tatum or something? Did you know who that is? I think someone alive, though.
Yeah, my brother is Tyler.
Oh, your brother's Tyler. So,
yeah, and I don't know if he got my name wrong, but my name is also Tanner, like T. T is in Tiger.
I thought it might have been, but it was just a typo, I think, on the sheet that we have. Thank you for correcting us, Tanner.
Yes, but my brother is Tyler. Yes,
your brother's
Tyler.
Can I tell
and
you
Travis.
Your daughter, specifically around your brother Tyler right now, is what I'm hearing. is your brother Tyler? So you're in Florida, right?
Yes.
Is your brother Tyler either like not in Florida, or is he in a different part of Florida?
He's in California.
Got it. Because she's talking about watching him, even though you can't physically be with him all the time. She's like, "Don't worry about it. I'm around him all the time. Like, he's fine. Don't worry about it." There does seem to be a little bit of concern around him right now. I'm kind of going over a little bit, but it's fine.
Yeah.
I'll get the angry emails. It's okay. But I feel like usually when they say stuff like that, it's because someone's going through a little bit of a hard time in the physical world. And we're concerned about them, whether it be work, relationship, whatever. It could even be a mix of both, to be quite honest with you. I'm sort of picking up on a little bit of everything with your brother. And your daughter just doesn't want you to think that, like, just because you are not around the corner from him, it doesn't mean that there's no one looking out for him. Because I kind of feel like your brother might be out there alone. Like, there's, like, not a lot of people who, like, really have his back, or maybe he feels like that right now. I might take that. But your daughter's just insisting, like, I'm protecting him. I'm watching him. Please don't worry about him. Do you understand all that?
Thank you so much.
Of course. Of course. Listen, Tanner, thank you so much. Sorry for getting your name wrong. And thank you so much for calling. I'm so happy you got through tonight.
Thank you guys so much. It means the world.
Oh, God bless. Thank you, Joe, for helping there. That was beautiful.
Of course. I got a big mouth New Yorker. I have to try.
Well, I was thinking Panna. I was like, Panna, that's an interesting name. I thought
you had an interesting name, hon. Well, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
Everybody always gets it wrong.
Bless.
Don't worry.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, I'm glad you thought the same thing, Lori. I was like, am I?
I was like, wow, I never heard that before.
That happens. Okay, so next up we actually have time for like two or three more here if we power through. Okay, so next up is Thelma from Georgia. Hi, Thelma.
Hello, how are you all doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. I'm finally getting into reaching you all.
Oh, we're so happy excited. That you did. Oh, good. Okay, so Thelma, did you want to have a reading, a mini reading?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. You got it. I'll turn you over to Lori.
Hi, Thelma. It's nice to connect with you tonight. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for letting me get through.
Oh, yeah. Well, I do get a couple of people around you. I do get a man that comes in around you, get a man right away, actually. And as I'm sensing him, he definitely, it's family connection is the way that I'm feeling him. I feel like either kind of the tinkerer, having projects, fixing things, always being busy, little things like that. You understand that, Thelma?
No.
Okay, well, we're going to keep going. As I'm sensing him, so it's either like mechanical or he's got his toolbox. And try to open the mind to either like uncles, grandfather, but it still feels like family to me. Because I feel like he's either having an odd job or trying to fix something is the way that I'm sensing him. Can you place that at all?
No.
No. Okay. Let's see if we can get anything else for him. I'm going to just go a little bit further with it because I do sense him. I'm telling you, I felt like either with cars mechanic-y type of guy. I see the toolbox pretty strongly with him. So even, I don't know if he's off to the side, is like a friend of the family or something like this. He's casually dressed. And I see him walking around. I definitely did feel like he was sick before he passed. I was questioning if it was fluid or stuff going on in the chest for him a little bit, is the way I sense him, okay? And I just keep feeling like either trade energy with him. It's almost like the black dark pants, you know, for doing stuff, doing work, things like that. So can you place that at all?
Dark pants and the work he was doing?
Something like that. It felt almost like a uniform or like, you know, I don't, we call them Dickies up here. You know, and I don't know in, if it's the same in Georgia, but it just felt like those. Say it again.
I know Dickies, but.
Yeah.
He wasn't a mechanic or anything like that.
He doesn't have to be the mechanic, but it did feel like he had those kind of thick pants, and I still felt like he should be kind of a tinkerer or have the toolbox trying to fix things, you know, that type of thing.
No, I don't. That doesn't register.
It doesn't resonate. Okay, well, that's what I'm getting. What'd you say? Yeah.
I know my dad did a long. Yeah, that might be my dad.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate you working with me here. Do you understand him wearing those kind of either thicker pants or I'm like, you know, it just felt like something with the tinkering a little bit. I felt like he was sick though, or this fluid or something going on in the chest for him before he passed. You understand that?
That would be a different person. I understand it, but that would be a different person.
Okay. I'm just trying to make sure you're understanding. So with your dad, do you understand, though, either the tinkering, those kind of pants, those thicker pants, that type of vibe?
Well, he worked at a sawmill. He worked at a sawmill, and he did do his things on the side.
I'm sorry, he worked on what?
He worked at a sawmill.
Oh, a sawmill. Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, because even if it's not cars, there's still kind of like this hard work, trade energy, and it still felt mechanical a little bit to me, okay? It took a while to place it, so I am going to apologize for that, but I still get his presence coming in around you. And the other person I got was a female, and as I was sensing her, it felt very motherly, so I wasn't sure if it was mom or grandma, but I did get a mother's presence coming, a female's presence that felt very motherly to me coming in around you as well. But this lady, I really felt like was a fabulous cook. I definitely see her in the kitchen as the way that I see her. Loves music. I actually feel like the music's in the background, that type of thing with her. Would have loved to feed everybody, the family, all that good stuff. Do you understand that at all?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Can I let you know that her presence is coming in? And I just, it's almost like I see her holding the bowl and stirring. So I know that that's one of the ways that she showed love for sure. Please just take their love. Know that your father's around you. Even if he could be a little tough or wasn't always the best with expressing emotion, I know he comes in with a big hug. I know he's super proud of you as well and just puts his support. It's almost like hand on your shoulder, letting you know that he's there in the background, okay?
You were saying something about fluid in the chest?
Yeah.
All right. That was my ex-husband. Yeah, fluid in his chest.
Okay, thank you. And then, hold on one second. I think you might have a couple people then. So I apologize if there's a little bit of the father and a little bit of your ex-husband trying to come in here as well, okay? So definitely potentially the presence of both of them, all right? Could you understand, like, somebody, though, who wasn't always the best with either expressing themselves or expressing emotion or communicating at times?
Yeah.
You want to, okay. Is that your dad or the husband, the ex-husband? I felt like the ex-husband. Yeah, I felt like your dad wasn't good at expressing it or saying I love you, those types of things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so I just want to make sure you know he's there. He's saying it today, even if he wasn't always good at, I don't want to say good at showing it, but yeah, that's it, you know?
Well, he was good at showing it, but not expressing it, but he was good at, real good at showing it.
Okay, well then forgive me for flipping it, but there's something around the expression. Okay, and then that's what he's acknowledging, and he is saying, I love you today, so I do want you to hear that, okay? And then even if it's a quick hello from the ex-husband, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
One more thing, Thelma, before you leave. So I'm seeing a couple of things, and since we're coming to the end of the show, I'm just going to kind of throw them all at you, and whatever you do, you understand it, and you could just figure it out later. I'm sorry to kind of do this so quickly, but I am getting a younger guy around you, like younger male energy. So I don't know if you would know who the younger male is. But I am feeling like pretty young. So I don't know if there's like son, nephew, could be like a friend's son. Would you understand who that might be?
Yeah.
Okay. You have a son on the other side?
I have a brother and a nephew.
Oh, it's got to be your nephew then, 'cause I'm getting much younger. Now, what he showed me, I found very interesting. He put me in a church, and I feel like I celebrated his life in one way, and then I feel like I'm going somewhere else and celebrating it in a totally different way. So do you know if, like, I don't know if your nephew, there was, like, two memorials of his life, and one was in one religion, one was in another, it's interesting. I've never really seen that before, but I feel like I'm celebrating someone's life in two very different ways. Or in two different religions or something. Would you know what that is?
No.
So he's showing me, like, I don't want to say like a very strict church, but like I get a very religious feeling with one and then a totally different feeling with the other. So so his dad is passed?
No, his dad is still here.
I thought you said his dad was, I'm sorry, I misunderstood what you said. It could be him and someone else in the family, how their funerals or their celebration of life was two very different ways. I'll take that. But I'm really getting from the younger guy, the nephew energy, that, like, again, I feel like I'm celebrating in church and there's like this party, or it's in like Catholic and in Jewish, or it's like just very different ways. Just keep that there. Ask about it, because there's got to be some connection to that. But please know that your nephew is okay. I feel like that's the big message I keep hearing, really, is that he's all right. I do keep hearing happy birthday. So, you know, is someone's birthday like just passed, or is it just coming up? It's like right around now.
Oh my God. My baby daughter, which is still here with us, her birthday was just Sunday.
Oh, when was the birthday?
Her birthday was St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, it just passed. So that's his cousin then, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so please just wish her a happy birthday from your nephew. He said something about, like, I don't know if they weren't that close when he was alive, or they hadn't seen each other for a little while or something, but he keeps saying that there's no, like, he loves her, there's no hard feelings, or like he's still around her. Like, he just wants her to know that the relationship is good. So if she has any guilt or just feels kind of like, you know, like, oh, I hadn't seen him, that's kind of odd, that you'd be wishing me a happy birthday. Mm-hmm. He feels very connected to her from the other side. Pass that along.
Because she was really young when he passed.
Oh, got it. Okay, so that might be what that is then. If she didn't have enough time with, or a lot of time with him like everyone else did. Also, there's like a Lisa, Linda, Alisa. There's a name like that. Could even be Alyssa as well. But I keep seeing the L-I-S name. Would you know who that is?
A-L-I-S.
I don't want to make it fit, but it could even be like Elijah. Like, I feel like it might be a little bit.
I have a sister-in-law, Lucinda. It's L-U-C-I-N-D-A.
There we go. I'll take that. There we go. Yeah, I was going to say, it's not as simple as Lisa. Lucinda's your sister-in-law.
Right.
Okay. For whatever reason, he's also acknowledging being around her as well. I've been at this long enough to know when they bring people up, it's not usually for no reason. There's always something that they, you know, want to lend their support to. Or so if Lucinda's going through anything at the moment, especially if there's a health concern with her or right around her, because that's what I see. Either someone that she's taking care of or herself needing a little bit of TLC, your nephew's on it. He's watching that situation. Okay, thank you so much, Thelma. I appreciate you calling and getting through. Thank you.
And thank you all. Y'all have a great night.
Of course. You thank too. You take care.
Take care.
All right, awesome. Well, Laura, you did it. First show in the books.
Woohoo, we made it. Thanks, Joe.
Great job. Thank you for coming on. So, so we are out of time. So I'd just like to thank you, Lori, our guest tonight, Lori Sheridan, for joining us this evening. And if our listeners want more information about your work or if they want to schedule a reading, book one of your classes, is your website the best place for them to go?
Absolutely. LoriSheridanMedium.com. Thank you, Joe.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again for coming on. And I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. And we hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website, foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thank you again so much for joining us this evening. As always, I'm your host, Joe Peretta. And if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on my website at joeperetta.com. It's two R's, one T. Or you can add me on Instagram or TikTok at Joe Peretta is the handle. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a wonderful evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.
Good night.